and every day of my life is filled.
Wow, we definitely hear Minnie Riperton's beautiful voice. But tell me what instruments you hear. We talked about that earlier in the week. Listen closely.
And every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
Back to the stratosphere. Now, let me give you notice now, advance notice now. After you identify the instruments, I want you to also identify one more particular sound that really adds to this beautiful song. All right, we will discuss those instruments in just a few. All right, in the meantime, let's get inspired about moving some more. Ladies and gentlemen, and I know primarily more ladies than men, either way, that definitely want, who have fibromyalgia, I definitely want you to listen with open mind, open heart. I know that, you know, fibromyalgia is no joke when it comes to pain and other suffering. I know. Never experienced it, but I've talked about this with a friend. I want you to know we care. So stay with us. Follow with us. Dr. Jones and a colleague, MD, Dr. Robert Bennett, a professor of medicine and nursing at the same school, have studied the relationship between exercise and fibromyalgia for more than 25 years. And Dr. Jones has written more than 30 studies on the subject. Now, this is one of the conclusions that they've reached. Beyond the usual benefits of exercise that apply to everyone, including people who do not have fibromyalgia, the specific benefits of exercise for fibromyalgia include positive changes in the brain associated with pain processing. Exercise may also be disease modifying, meaning it may change the course of fibromyalgia itself. Clues as to how and why can be found in a 2013 study in which healthy young adult study participants were selectively deprived of exercise or sleep or both. Check this out. They developed fibromyalgia symptoms, and even some elite runners had pain and tenderness, depression and anxiety after having been deprived of exercise or sleep or both. They developed fibromyalgia symptoms. And here's the thing, Dr. Jones says, you can improve all of those functions when you exercise with fibromyalgia. And Dr. Jones adds that aerobic exercise should be a priority. Aerobic exercise should be a priority. Physical function responds very quickly to aerobic activity. Many people with this syndrome become so deconditioned that they live on the couch, especially when fibromyalgia disrupts their sleep. How many of you were wondering, those of you who have fibromyalgia and have lost a lot of sleep over the years, maybe you've just begun to experience the symptoms of fibromyalgia over the last 6, 7, 9 months, and it disrupts your sleep. How many of you were wondering if the sleep deprivation is unique to you? Well, it's not. The sleep deprivation is common to people with fibromyalgia. Exercise can help that. While aerobic exercise, though, provides the quickest return on physical function, get this, it may not improve sleep. A 2017 report in the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews found that aerobic exercise probably improves health-related quality of life. It may slightly decrease pain intensity. It may slightly improve physical function, but it may lead to little difference in fatigue and stiffness. So, there are some things that can be done to improve sleep. In fact, both pain and sleep. There are a number of different methods you can use. One, you may want to consider relaxation exercises. And when I say relaxation exercises, I'm really referring to the same kinds that I normally refer to when I talk about relaxation. So recall those for me. What are some of those relaxation exercises that people may want to consider doing if you're experiencing fibromyalgia? The same ones that people may want to try and may actually be doing even if they don't have fibromyalgia, such as deep breathing exercises. Again, as we always say, talk with your doctor, but also be paying attention to your body. With the deep breathing exercise, of course, you're going to be breathing in very, very deeply and very, very slowly. Very slowly and very deeply. So, that being the case, you know, be paying attention to what's going on with your lungs, your diaphragm, etc. Are you experiencing discomfort? You may not. But pay attention. It's okay to do that. In fact, it's wise to always pay attention to our bodies, whether we're, you know, being sleep deprived, whether we're lifting weights, whether we're jogging, doesn't matter. It's good to pay attention to the body and obey the signs and signals that the body gives out. Okay, so, but try deep breathing exercises where you're breathing in very, very slowly and very, very deeply. And then, very slowly, releasing that air back out. You may want to try muscle relaxation exercises, where again, you're tightening one muscle group at a time, maybe both shoulders at one time, chest muscles at one time, biceps and triceps, you know, and basically starting at the top of your body, because some people even recommend starting literally with the head, wrinkling the skin on your forehead. Starting there, some people will even recommend that you squeeze your eyes. I would recommend not squeezing the eyes. That puts pressure on the eyes, which is not a good idea. But if you can wrinkle your forehead without impacting your eyes, okay, go for it. If you need to, though, start with your shoulders. And as I was saying, calling out each of those muscle groups, one muscle group at a time, working your way literally down your body. Okay, now, shoulders, you can work with that muscle group. I mentioned your biceps and triceps. If you're, you know, skilled enough that you can isolate for the most part the triceps from the biceps and do that, you may want to, you know, for anyone who's starting out doing this for the first time, you may want to just go ahead and hit the biceps and triceps at the same time. And then as you get more and more accustomed to doing this, then see if you can focus primarily on the triceps and then focus primarily on the biceps. Then hands with the forearms and wrists. Hands into a fist as you also tense up the forearms, the wrists, hands. Basically, each of these for the count of 10, very, very slowly, very, very slowly, maybe the count of 15, and then slowly relaxing the muscle groups that you tensed. Don't just let it go all at once. Slowly relax those muscle groups. Then you may want to go on down to the abdominal muscles and squeeze that stomach tight, 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 tight for whatever count you decide to go with, 15, 20, 30 seconds. And then slowly relax that. Do the same thing with your thighs, on down to your calves, and maybe even your feet, where basically you'll be trying to curl your toes inward. And again, for whatever count you decide to go with, and slowly release. Those are just two of the exercise, muscle relaxation or relaxation exercise that you might want to try to help with sleep. If those work for you, you may especially want to try them just before, I mean, while you're in bed, just before it's time for you to fall asleep. All right. More about moving with fibromyalgia when we come back. What are the instruments? Okay, you hear the acoustic guitar. And you hear the keyboards. There was also a synthesizer. And then what else do you hear? That other special sound? The birds chirping. And that may have been, as I mentioned before, coming from a synthesizer. I don't know if they recorded actual birds and then played back that recording or used the synthesizer to produce that sound. But wow, what beauty. What fullness of sound coming from just those four instruments and her voice. Back in a few.